across the country and around the world.
We are listening now to
TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Time for more Becoming Thin Within on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Deborah Wright.
Welcome back to Becoming Thin Within. I am your host, Deborah Wright. Thank you for joining us. We have been talking to Suzanne Bowen and Leah Sarago. They are the stars of some of the 10-Minute Solution DVDs. And also, they are here local. Of course, I'm in the Nashville, Tennessee area, and have their own class called the Bar Body Method at Prairie Life Fitness. And you can go to Bar Body Method, B-A-R-R-E, bodymethod.com, and you can get the times for that class. Now, let's talk a little bit about that. Okay, now I see why you're laughing. I had an opportunity this last weekend to try the class, which was a lot of fun. And I do have some email questions, too, I want to get to. Make sure that we get to that. But the class is, explain. What is it? It's like a dance. It's ballet. How would you describe it?
It's not dance, okay. But it's a lot of the movements are based on dance moves, like classical and modern dance, and Pilates, yoga, orthopedic stretching.
Yeah. And so you, now one thing I didn't do was I didn't take a towel with me, which was a huge mistake, because I didn't really know what to expect. And I'm thinking, okay, it's not cardio. And I, of course, I get sweaty during cardio. Well, I was worn out during this class. And I didn't, you took me by such surprise when I walked in. I didn't get a chance to thank you for the very nice compliment. Do you remember what you said to me when I walked in? I walked in, I said, hi. And you said, oh my gosh, you're so tiny.
Yeah.
And I was so taken aback. I said, it's a nice room. I didn't know what to say, but thank you
very
for that.
Fit.
I thought that was very nice thing. I just wasn't expecting that. But it was an hour class, which it did go very quickly. And that's one thing I like about doing new things, because you don't know what to expect. So it seems to go by very quickly.
Right.
And I am not a dancer. And I did not have any problems, because it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't a dance class, but you do some of those dance moves. You used the bar and then a mat, and you said that it's by appointment. Is that because you only take certain number of people during a class? Is that so you can give them individualized attention, or why would you limit it?
In that room, we've limited the size of the class, to give individualized attention, as well as just the size of the room.
So you're moving rooms, right?
Hopefully, yes.
And will you be able to take more people?
Yes, we'll have just a few more, up to 12, and we'll have bars on both sides of the room with mirrors and more studio like
that one. And that'll be, I have to come see it when you get that done.
I'd love to have you.
And so one thing that you had said that was so funny, Leah, when I said you, Leah, was that when you're not mean, you're not yelling, you don't do that, but you do make your comments. And I remember, and of course this was in my review, I was standing there, my legs were shaking. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to fall anytime. And Suzanne's up there going, don't worry if your legs are shaking, just keep holding it. I'm thinking, this is killing me. But, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be going outside your comfort zone. You're supposed to be pushing your body to where it goes, okay, we're not used to this, this is hard, because then that's when we reform our muscles, that's when we can become better as we go beyond that. I'm thinking, okay, she's obviously seeing my legs shaking and I'm about ready to fall, but it was a really good class and very challenging. And I was sore, very sore for a couple of days, which just, tells me I need to do a little more cross training. But I enjoyed it. It was a good class. And so what are you doing? Are you doing anything new with that? Is there anything coming with that? Or are you just trying to grow the class right now?
We are growing the class, and we've got about 30 active clients.
Oh, great.
Right now, just with the limited number of classes that we do have.
Yeah.
And it's very popular. It's been a very successful program at Prairie Life.
Yeah. I'll bet. Now, tell me a little bit more about the community, because when we were talking, you had said that you have a place. Is it online?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, we have a blog spot, and it's kind of like a My Family website where you can sign on, and we kind of know that you're on there, and you can either give a a comment about the class. You can give advice to each other. And it's usually, you know, Suzanne's posting nutritional articles or fitness articles. And we are keeping our, trying to keep our clients just motivated by giving them that extra input into their fitness regimen. And it keeps that community with all of our clients talking to each other and seeing, you know, oh, who's going online and who's been active on the website. So we really enjoy keeping that for our clients. It's like,
so this is a place where if you become ingratiated into the class, as most people I imagine do once they start, that they can go to talk about other things with regard to nutrition, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then you're there to help give them advice and and with workout. Do you find people go there to get motivation as well? Is it just anything that people talk about? Or do you try to keep it very focused?
Oh, no, it's open.
Yeah.
It's open for, I mean, people will post things that they're doing or, you know, it's more about the community. It's more about getting people involved with each other. And obviously, I mean, our focus and what we put on there is all about fitness and nutrition and, just wellness in general. But, it's their place to come.
Yeah. And that helps get that community feel.
Yeah.
And solidify that they get that in the room when they see everybody else working hard, and then they can go out when they're at home and still maintain that connection. And that having that kind of supportive atmosphere, that supportive group is just great, especially when you're wanting to maintain a fitness goal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do have some emailer questions for you. First one is from Janet. She says, "Hey, ladies, I read a little about your class online, and it looks like a lot of fun." And we kind of already answered this one, I think. Do you have to be a dancer to take your class?
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, it may make you feel like a dancer. You might feel more elongated and lengthened. And it feels like we do graceful movements, but there is no need to be a dancer of any type of dance training to come to the class. So,
but
we find that dancers love the class. Dancers tend to love the class because it feels like, like I said before, you're doing exercises at the bar and we do pliés and different variations of that. So you feel like you are somewhat in a dance class, but absolutely no dance training steps or very technical, classically technical. There's nothing along the lines of that. It's just a very, very well-rounded fitness class.
And what moves you do use, you show and explain so well that,
And we have hands-on instruction. So if you're not doing something right, we usually come around, and because the class size is usually smaller, we like to keep it like that. We can give a lot of that hands-on help.
Speaking of hands-on, explain what happened at the end of the class. Because this is something I liked. I thought it was really interesting.
Oh.
And it's a part of...
Well, we have at least 10 minutes of relaxation stretch.
Right.
And we just fully believe in that. And it just brings you... your heart rate down, and you stretch out your muscles, and we believe it reduces stress and puts you in another place.
And
you
then,
come in, amped up, you leave.
And that really felt good, and there were stretches that I hadn't done myself, and then you came around.
I pressed on your shoulders.
Yeah, and so what were you doing there when you were pushing
down?
Well,
we tend to have a lot of stress in our upper body and our neck and our shoulders. And so sometimes at the end of class, I like to just kind of press on, everyone's shoulders and kind of release some of that tension in the shoulders. We hold about 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And we make sure everyone feels comfortable with that before we do that.
Good.
Sometimes we'll do different chest opener stretches where we just do hands on. And we have our clients tell us that's their favorite part of the class.
Oh, I know.
They just kind of feel that extra little release of the muscles and the muscle tension.
Yeah. And by doing that, you sort of force me, as far as my experience, to feel like what it really meant to just let it go and to stretch it out. Because you can say, okay, do this. But sometimes you don't know what it really feels like until somebody comes over. And that's nice. One nice thing about having that hands-on instruction is DVDs are great for if you want to be in the privacy of your own home. But when you're in front of somebody and obviously you are very caring, non-judgmental, you don't care what anybody looks like. You just want them to come in and get a good workout, and I'm going to come over and help you. So you've got that hands-on to say, this is what it should look like. This is what it should feel like. So you can go, I've always done that wrong. Mm-hmm. Who knew? And there you are. And that's one thing about having that hands-on, which is great. Okay, so now we've got, "Dear Suzanne, I have always wanted to try Pilates, but I've been a little nervous to try it, probably because I don't know what it is. Can you help calm my nerves and tell me a little bit about it so I know what to expect if I do take a Pilates class and what to look for in an instructor? That's from Samantha in Michigan.
Wow, yeah. Let's see. Where do I start? I would definitely suggest trying a DVD just to familiarize yourself. It's not – Pilates is just a strange name.
Yeah.
I think it's intimidating for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Basically, Pilates, the principles of Pilates is to really use your powerhouse, which is the core muscles.
Okay.
And to stabilize those muscles and do movements all throughout the body by keeping your core very stable.
Okay.
And so you're, if you're moving your arms, you're keeping your, making your core be stable as your arms move. So you're creating all this movement in the body to work against. So you're just, it's very healthy. It's like health on the from the inside out.
Great. And then what about for looking for an instructor? Are there, cause I imagine with everything, there are good and there are bad out there. What would she want to look for a good instructor?
Well, if they're touting the classic Pilates, the reformer, you want to find somebody that's really been classically trained.
Okay.
And or has like a lot of background and in her training and not just a weekend certification.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say
no.
that.
No, well, no.
You know,
that's what we want to give them the right information so they're getting, they're not going to get hurt.
They're not going to get hurt. Yeah. I mean,
right.
That's what I think.
No, and that, absolutely. And so, okay, and we only have about 3 minutes, but this one actually goes to both of you. First, excuse me, dear Suzanne, I saw in your bio that you were in New York for a while. What, excuse me, what differences did you see in fitness between New York and Tennessee? And then same question to Leah about LA. So what differences did you see as far as fitness as compared to where we are now?
I think in New York, everything starts in New York.
Uh-huh.
Everything is so cutting edge. And to be there, you have to be good.
Okay.
And to be a success, you have to be good.
Okay.
And in Tennessee, it's just a little bit farther behind, mm-hmm. I think, in terms of what's popular, what's kind of, you know, the heavily populated classes until stuff like Bar Bodies comes in or a really cool yoga class or something that's different.
So you see the trends just a little bit lagging.
Yeah.
What about with L.A.?
Well, with L.A., I mean, there's just everyone is there trying to promote their method or do something.
Yeah.
Unique in the fitness. So I've met a lot of people that have just really creative approaches to fitness. And so I was able to teach there and have classes, and it was really wonderful. But being back in Nashville, it's great too, because we are able to offer a class that is different and unique and
new.
And new
here.
It's great because there are, because we feel like we have something that's really a good place to really start something.
Right.
And in LA, it is great. I mean, it has a lot of new methods and new instructors out there, and everyone is trying to promote something. But it's great to be in Nashville for that reason.
And I say Barbody would do great in New York or LA.
Oh, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I mean,
my class is still being taught in LA in the ballet body, and it does. Yeah,
oh, great.
I think your classes would do wonderful.
Great. Okay, so that's. That's Barbody, B-A-R-R-E, bodymethod.com, and that's at Prairie Life Fitness. And do you both teach each time, or do you swap in and out?
No, we swap in and out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you could see either one of them, but you need to call. So go to barbodymethod.com to find out what the times are. So before we have to leave, for each of you, what's one takeaway you can give to the listeners if they want to start working out and getting healthy today? What's one thing they can do to start?
Find something you love and do it.
Okay.
Right. Join a class or join a gym or where you can have options.
Yeah.
To find something that you love.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
That might
to
be first, and then once you find
Right.
Just or even
someplace
just,
where there are options.
Or find like a friend or a spouse and just start taking walks. You know.
Yeah.
And so you don't feel like you're exercising, but you are putting fitness into your life, and at the same time, you know, catching up with a friend.
Yeah. No, and that's a good idea. You can always reconnect with people.
Absolutely.
When you get out there. But yeah, you go someplace where you've got options, then you can look around and go, okay, that wasn't for me, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then let me go try this. And hey, maybe this is it. But finding what you love. Because when you find what you love, you're going to stick to that.
That's right.
And then when that starts getting a little stale, you go back to your options again. Which is great. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for being with us today. You have got such good information. The class was fabulous. And even though I, you know, I might have been saying some mean things behind your back when I had to go to the bathroom and
they all do.
Couldn't go. I loved it. It was great. And so thank you for letting, you know, me come and try that out. And hopefully that, you know, a lot of people will get to experience that. Check out the DVDs. You can go to Amazon.com to find those and type in 10 minute solution and they'll all pop up.
Right.
Or go to Becoming Thin Within. That's www.becomingthinwithin.com. I am Deborah Wright, your host. Send questions or comments to questions@becomingthinwithin. And be sure to go, if you have any success stories or anything that you'd like to send to me, to becomingthinwithin.com. Thank you so much for being with us today, for joining us. If you need to, you need can go to talkzone.com and read more about our guest today, or on my website, you can find out more about them. Thank you. Have a great day. This has been Becoming Thin Within with your host, Deborah Wright.
You've been listening to Becoming Thin Within with Deborah Wright. Visit her website at becomingthinwithin.com and join us every Thursday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 9 p.m. Pacific for more inspiration from Becoming Thin Within right here on TalkZone.com.
Hey ladies, are you ready to move forward in your life, to change direction, or see a lifelong dream come to light? Put your idea into an incubator, the Ladies Who Launch Incubator. It's the first sexy, savvy forum to marry intuition with ingenuity and creativity with collaboration. This nationwide networking organization is designed for women who want to break current patterns, ignite the fire under a long smoldering dream, and catapult a lifestyle or career to an infinitely higher level.
Hi, I'm Sheila Griggs, leader of Ladies Who Launch in Nashville. I encourage you to check out ladieswholaunch.com and join our local incubator group of supportive, smart, motivated women just like you. Whatever your goals or passions, this positive atmosphere is a great place to move your project, your dream, forward.
The next four-week incubator starts soon. So what are you waiting for? Join the fastest-growing network of women in the country and put the attention on you. Visit ladieswholaunch.com and jumpstart your life today.
What's the point?
Point 3 Media is a boutique advertising and production company that actually listens to its clients first. Then we go to work, developing the right message and media strategy.
From concept to completion, we're driven to deliver smart creative that not only looks good, but hits the target and sells the message.
Our clients count on us to not only do our homework, to research and understand their marketing and advertising needs. They count on us to come with good ideas and then execute those ideas. And that's exactly what we do.
Otherwise, what's the point? Original concepts, script writing, graphic design, campaign themes, original music, on-camera talent, animated characters, landscapes, and logos in 2 and 3D, live action film and video, media planning and placement, and an attitude that defies convention and says, yeah, we can make that happen. Point 3 Media is at your service.
Interested? Learn more about how we can brand your business at point3media.com.